we all wore, 90% of us wore bib overalls or we wore blue jeans. We wore long sleeve shirts even in the summertime because of the fact that what you're out there doing. Blue denim and blue denim jackets was something you saw over the railroad. Everybody wore a hat. They were called a cromer.
Was it a hard hat or
no,
soft?
No, it's a soft hat. But we made it firm. What you would do with your cromers, you'd soak them in starch, and then everybody had the, we'd go and get one of these aluminum rings, and we'd make it, it had a slit, we'd cut a slit in there, and you'd put a nut on there, and you'd adjust it out so it was your size, and then you'd set the cromer over so it'd get firm. And you had to have, I'd wear one, I'd carry one in my grip, and I'd have a third one in case I got one real dirty, because they did not want you wearing nasty hats. On passenger trains, the superintendent, the agent at the terminal, they'd come by and take your hat off and look and see if your sweatband was sweaty. If they did, you got demerits for it. So you take it home, take it, the band off the anyway, we polished it, just like you did for shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it off there, you throw it in about 6 inches of Silox, I believe the way you pronounce it, back in those days, water, and let it soak. And then you take a brush and you scrub it and get it all clean. And then you put it on the band again and hang it up. Because the ones we didn't wear the little round ones. We wore the flat ones that looked like the kind the Air Force wore. They were floppy.